Today is Thursday, April 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I am fully vaccinated. Woo-hoo! Yeah, fully vaccinated, raring to go. In 2 weeks, I can eat at a restaurant. So yeah, I took off work today. Yesterday I had to do a lot of work to get ready. My fourth class started, but I haven't done anything yet, so I'll do that on the weekend. But anyway, just a story to start out with before we talk about the vaccination or anything like that that happened today. I posted the show yesterday, and Auntie Scott, formerly known as Auntie Vera Charles, normally listens to the show fairly soon after I post it. And I don't know, you know, because he doesn't subscribe to feeds, so I'm not really sure if he knows about the time that I post it and then goes to my web, because he listens from the website. I think he's the only person that listens from the website. So I don't know if he does that or he waits until I tweet, because when I release a new episode, it tweets. So maybe he waits for Twitter and then clicks on the link. I'm not really sure. I should ask him what he does, but he doesn't subscribe, but he posts on Discord. I don't know, maybe half an hour after I posted the episode. And he says, hey, Adam, you got the day wrong. It's not Monday, it's Wednesday. And I immediately thought that he meant that I had said today is Monday instead of today is Wednesday. And normally I listen, you know, I do some editing. Mostly my editing, though, is around making sure that I got the date correct and that the noise removal is there, because I have gotten the date wrong before. The noise removal is there and I've got the top and tail done correctly and all that kind of stuff. But I don't normally listen to see, did you get the day right? It's not something that I'm normally listening for. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I got the day wrong. And because the recording is multi-track, and, you know, I didn't have to re-record the whole episode. I had a track of just my voice and a track of just the music and a track of the voicemails. And, you know, anything I play, I have a separate track of. And so I was cooking already. We had, I'm getting so tired of cooking every day because, you know, this Weight Watchers thing, I really shouldn't be going and having fast food. That's the bane. The reason that I gain weight, I think mostly is because of fast food. I mean, really, but I get tired of cooking because when you're cooking, you know, I've said this many, many times before, but when you're cooking for yourself, and your boyfriend or your partner or your husband or whatever, and, you know, and it's just mundane. You're not doing special recipes all the time. You know, it's not like you're throwing a dinner party. You're just cooking for yourself. And especially when you're trying to watch your calories or trying to stay healthier, or it makes things very boring. I guess there are some creative aspects of trying to cook and have something that tastes good, but also fits within my points allowance or calories or fat or whatever I'm counting, whatever diet of the day that I'm on. So I guess there's a creativity there. But it's still, after a while, it gets boring and yeah, it's just like, oh, I have to cook again. But anyway, I was cooking, and last night I had sous vide some chicken breast, because it's just easier and it comes out more juicy and moist. And then, you know, I can leave it in the sous vide as long as I want, you know, 4 or 5 hours even. So I can start it at lunch. And then when we're ready for dinner, I can just take them out and quickly sear them and I'm done. And then we had these sweet potatoes. And normally I don't have sweet potatoes, because, or potatoes in general, because Weight Watchers doesn't like potatoes for whatever reason. I guess really it is trying to be slightly lower carb, high fiber, and high protein. But we had these sweet potatoes and I needed to cook them. And when I buy sweet potatoes, we have those that each sweet potato has a plastic wrapper around it. And it's like they're vacuum sealed. And normally I cut them out of the wrapper because Mark and I only need one or two and they come prepackaged. And I don't know. It's probably bad for the environment. I shouldn't get anything wrapped in plastic, but I do. And they're usually smaller ones than the ones that are not free form, but the ones that are just laying in a crate tend to be very large. And so these are a little bit smaller. They're more of a small to a medium sweet potato. But anyway, I get those a lot and I had those in the pantry. And so, but normally I will cut off the wrapper and then I'll put them in the oven. I'll wrap them in foil. But I was in a hurry last night. I didn't want to wait on the oven and I needed to re-record that intro. And so I decided I was going to do the microwave approach because on the wrapper, it says microwave for 6 to 8 minutes, ready to go. Yeah, I microwaved them and I remembered why I don't microwave potato. The texture was horrible. It's like they dried out and they turned kind of not rubbery, but like a weird, not hard. I don't know how to describe it, but it was not a good texture. But we had that. We had corn on the cob, which I love. And we had the chicken. But I had already started cooking by the time I realized that I had gotten the day wrong. So I ran up here and it took me a minute to figure out how to record just the beginning. All I wanted to record was today is blah, blah, blah. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. Just the very beginning, maybe 5 seconds. And so I figured that out, but it took me maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes to do that, even though it was just literally the first 5 seconds of me talking that I needed to re-record. So I did that, and then I uploaded the new file, and I didn't have to do anything with the feed. I just uploaded the new file, and then so anybody who had really downloaded super early got the old one, but anyone who uploaded maybe an hour or two after, or who downloaded an hour or two after, they got the new version. Well, then I open up Discord. I'm finishing up cooking at this point. I've gone downstairs. I'm all done. I was marveling at how I can just quickly re-record one little spot because of the multi-track. And then I see on Discord, Auntie Scott has said, "You got the day wrong on your website." So I didn't even get the day wrong in the audio. Like, the audio would have been fine. And I don't know why I didn't listen back to the audio to confirm before I spent all that time re-recording. So then I go to the website and it was just the post on the website where the day was wrong. Because the way I do things, it just makes it easier, is I clone. I use WordPress for the website, and when I post a new episode, I just basically post a blog post on the website, and that becomes a new episode in the feed. And so I clone the previous day's blog post, and then I just change the date and the day, and I add new album art, I add new art, and I add the new file, and that's all I do. And I had forgotten to change the day. So when I cloned it, the day was wrong. In fact, it must have been wrong for Tuesday as well. I need to go back and look because Tuesday's post is probably wrong as well. But anyway, so I did all that work. Not that it was a lot of work, but I had to come back up here to the studio. I had to, I don't know, figure out how to select the input because I always forget because I don't record onto the computer usually. Normally I record onto the mixer and then I take the SD card out of the mixer, put it in the computer and then edit. But I didn't want to do that just for one little 5 second piece, you know, that I had to do. So I did that. We ate. We finished up watching Canada Drag Race, which I do not like. It completely is not as good without RuPaul. And I just like a drag race with RuPaul on it. I know there's some controversy and some people are fed up with RuPaul or don't like RuPaul anymore. I don't know. I'm not on RuPaul's Drag Race recap, so I don't, they probably talk about it all about that on there. I know there's some controversy around RuPaul, but I think she does an amazing job on that show, and I think she's beautiful, and I like RuPaul. And I just didn't like Canada. I felt like they were much more harsh in their critiques. I know one of the judges is not even coming back for season two because he got a lot of backlash about how harsh his critiques were. So we finished it, but I didn't like it. But we did learn that a new Australian drag race is coming out May 1st. And it is RuPaul's Drag Race. Canada doesn't even call it RuPaul's Drag Race. They call it Canada's Drag Race. But the one in Australia is called RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. And apparently RuPaul and Michelle Visage will be hosting and judging on that show. So that'll be good. And then today I took the day off work. So I took Sydney to the, I actually took Sydney to the vet because she had to get her rabies vaccine. And so I, you know what? I'm going to do something that Joe Batanz wants me to do. I'm going to start it over. Joe, this is just for you. Now, I'm not going to have enough to say, but I didn't want to run out of time. So I'm starting the music over, but I'm not going to do any special editing. We're just going to get a abrupt restart of the song. So anyway, I took the day off. And so I've been watching this QAnon documentary on HBO. So when I woke up this morning, I laid in bed and watched an episode of this Q. I don't remember the name of it, but if you just search for Q on HBO Max, it's got a really big Q with, like, I don't know. It's a good graphic. I want to say there's like an American flag image or something, or it looks like, maybe it looks like you're going down a rabbit hole for, I don't know. It's a big Q. It's 6 episodes and it's actually a really good documentary. And so anyway, I watched an episode of that, and then I got up and took my shower and did all that stuff. Because as soon as I get up, I always take my shower. The past year since COVID, I do not like to get up and lounge around without showering. I just feel like a slug. I feel sluggish. So I immediately got, as soon as I got up, I jumped in the shower, I brushed my teeth, shaved my face, did all that, got dressed. And then I fixed lunch for Mark and I, and it was chicken salad. I had a piece of chicken left from the chicken last night, and I added some boiled egg. Although I don't, when I need to boil egg for chicken salad, I just scramble it because it saves time. A little bit of mayo, some pineapple. I know that sounds weird to have egg and pineapple both, but I like it. And I made the chicken salad, toasted the bread, cut up some tomato, put lettuce. It was good. We have chicken salad a lot because it's low points on, if I just use a tiny little bit of mayo, not very much at all, and then I use mostly pineapple for the liquid, the pineapple is 0 points and the chicken is 0 points. So only a little bit of mayonnaise. And I love chicken salad. I love it. I could eat it all the time. So then after we ate, Sydney needed, she had her schedule for her vaccine today for rabies. And so I went and dropped her off. And she, man, the girl there, I sit in the car outside the vet, but the girl just, I don't know if she was flirting with me, but when she came out to deliver Sydney, she was like, oh my God, I never see Shih Tzus with the, you know, ponytail and all that. They always have the puppy cut. She looks so beautiful. And then she's like, oh, here's a bag from the vet. Normally we only give those to people who are brand new customers, but you're just so cool, I'm going to give you one anyway. And then I'm like, okay, thank you. And then she just kept standing there at my car door, like smiling. And I'm like, all right, thank you. Have a nice day. Let me shut my door. So I don't know whether she was just so enamored with Sydney or if she was flirting with me. I really don't know. It's odd. And she was very young, so I don't know why she'd be flirting with an old man like me anyway, and I'm gay. But who knows? Anyway, so I came back, watched a little bit more of my documentary, and then Mark and I went to get our second vaccine. And it was so simple. There was no line. We went in. We printed out our forms before. We went in, gave them our forms, gave them the card so they could stamp it for the second shot. Walked right over to the woman. She asked me which arm. Gave me the shot. I'm beginning to think I don't really hate shots as bad as I used to, because I was okay with it. It hurt a little bit, and so far I'm pretty energetic, and I came back and watched one more episode of the Q documentary, and now I'm recording. No side effects yet. So we'll see. My arm doesn't even hurt yet, so I'm sure it will later. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.